You know, when I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, I felt like I was back into the 1980s when being diagnosed with AIDS made you feel like a typhoid Mary. My name is Eric, and welcome to the craziness that lives inside my head. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, I'm talking about when I was on a dating line pre-prostate cancer diagnosis. Everything was hot and let's go, you know. Everybody wants to meet you. Where can we meet up at? And I have to admit, most of them were married men. And since I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, and I'm either recovering or in remission, so what's happening now is when these guys, these same married men, I have to say married men, don't ask me why. I mean, in this area, it's hard to find single guys, but most of the guys on these dating lines are married men, and they claim their wives don't know, whatever. And I've been, in all honesty, I have like four or five regulars. So these regulars notice that I haven't been, you know, contacting them. Only reason why I haven't been contacting them because of the situation. So they've been contacting me. So when they contact me and then I let them know that I was just diagnosed with prostate cancer and, you know, and they get that hormone treatment. You know, once they put you on a hormone treatment, you don't really feel like having sex with anyone. And, you know, and then I said that I even explained to them that according to the doctors, after I come off the treatment, give it time, and then maybe I might be back with my mojo. What interesting thing is, once I tell them that one email when I said what I had, I haven't heard from them. I haven't heard from them since. In fact, when I went on the dateline, you know, just to be nosy to see what's going on with them, I can't find them. So they all, deleted their profile. Not only them. Then you have what you call the regular guys. I'm diagnosed with prostate cancer, but I'm still on the dating line. I mean, you know how it is. I mean, I'm not dead yet, you know. I may not be able to function, but I'm not dead, you know. And same thing with them. When a young kid wants to get to know me, wants to have a conversation, I have a conversation with them or anybody. And then once the conversation get really hot and steamy to the point where I'm thinking, and they don't live far from me, and I'm like, I said to myself, let's calm down. It's because they don't live far. And now you could tell by the conversation back and forth that they want to meet. So what I would do is I say, you know, I would love to meet you, but, you know, let's talk for a while because I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. It's going to take me a while to get back to my mojo and blah, blah, blah. They disappear. What's that saying? Ghost me? Are they ghosting me or what? They disappear. And they too cancel their profile, delete their profile on the website. And it just bring it all back to in the 1980s. And I remember having this conversation with a guy who, mind you, I was sober. I think at the time I was 2 years sober. And we met on the personal ad. They didn't have internet. They didn't have the website. You had the phone lines. We could these phone lines and these personal ads are advertising gay magazines and stuff. Believe it or not, the Daily News in New York Daily News had a personal ad, a section for personal ad, and they had a section for gay people. So anyway, so when I was in the 80s, I met this guy, and we went to the coffee shop, and we talked. And because all this brought back these old memories when I was young. And we talked. And it was the myth of the AIDS epidemic. And we talked, and he said to me, he said that he wouldn't date a guy if he made less than $25,000, which was very interesting. I was, at the time, I was only making $14,000 a year. And he wouldn't date a guy if he was obese, and I was obese. He said, because I don't want the guy to die on me out of a heart attack in the middle of sex. I guess that's what he was inferring. I mean, even though I was 400 pounds, I had sex. I wasn't dropping dead of a heart attack. And then he said, and I wouldn't date anybody if they got AIDS or HIV infected. And then, I mean, that you could say that was, what they call that expression, an outlier or whatever. I don't know what you call it. But I do remember, it brought back that memory. And not only that one, there was quite a few guys back then. They thought it. They didn't say it to your face. I guess this person, I wasn't interested in me, so he right away tried to get, you know, because when you meet on a personal ad, I did send a picture. It's not the same thing. You could send a picture. It's almost like the personal ad, the Dateline now. Because the personal ad is through the mail, so you send them a picture of you. But then when you meet in person, it's totally different. Same thing with the dating line. They're all the same. The dating line, these guys put, I haven't done it, but these guys put pictures of them when they were younger, 10 years younger, 20 years younger. Then when you meet them in person, it's like, wow. So it's the same thing. And back in the 80s, when they had the personal ads and the phone ads, forget it, because the phone ads, there is no picture. You have to describe yourself on the phone, and then you meet in person. So anyway, I guess it was, this guy wasn't interested, so this is what he put, you know. It was very awkward, very awkward. I mean, I was very vulnerable at the time. I mean, I just got sober, and I was being rejected. So, that's what brought this thing back. And now, since I'm getting my so-called mojo back, so I'm looking for my regulars, as they say. I'm looking for my regular trade, my regular tricks, whatever you want to call them. I'm looking for them. And they're gone. Not that they're gone. They all deleted their profile. They're probably there online. They're probably still on a Dateline under different names. And I noticed a lot of, you know, when people, they look at you, you get a notification when you go to the date site, so-and-so was looking at your profile. And a lot of these so-and-so looking at my profiles don't have pictures and don't have any words in the profile. And I'm like, okay. So I got this feeling now, sometimes I go through it, I've been discarded. Like the name of this podcast, I've been discarded. So now I guess I have to reassure the men online, my potentials, that I'm back. You just heard the craziness that lives inside my head.